Here's a man who brought rock and roll into America's living room week after week. You got to remember, there was no MTV. There were no channels showing rock and roll around the clock. You had to figure out where you could find it. And sometimes it was only for 3 minutes a week, tucked away on some show, like the Ed Sullivan Show. But Ricky Nelson changed all that. As one of the stars of his parents' TV show, Ozzie and Harriet, he was given center stage to perform a song just about every week. Alongside Ricky was the magical guitarist James Burton. Ricky gets kind of a bad rap and isn't considered as hard a rocker as people like Elvis, Gene Vincent, and Carl Perkins. But for my money, he's right up there in the stratosphere.
I've been waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. I throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. My school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in the baby doll shoe. Well, it's a one, two, a foot with a shoe. A three, four, get out on the floor. 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Waiting in school all day long, waiting on the bell to ring so I can go home. Throw my books on the table, pick up the telephone. Hello, baby, let's get some going. Heading down to the drugstore to get a soda pop, throw a nickel in the jukebox, then we start to rock. The school gal, baby, gonna taste some news. You should look good in them baby doll shoes. Well, it's a one, two, a pull up your shoes. A three, four, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks down on the corner of Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Well, let's go now. Well, it's a 1, 2, a pull up your shoes. A 3, 4, get out on the floor. A 5, 6, come get your kicks down the corner of Lincoln and a 46. You gotta move. Start rocking, baby, rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night, rock all night. Just wait and see, yeah.
That was Ricky Nelson, a man who agreed with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who once said, "The school is the last expenditure upon which America should be willing to economize." By the way, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was also a cheerleader, as well as being our 32nd president.
I have but one question for you. Can you attend my class? It is for your own good, and if you can't make it, I can make you.